तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियामा यस वर्षको न्यापल्यान परीक्षा सुरु भएको छ। विद्यार्थीहरूको साक्षरता र अन्य सिपहरूको मूल्याङ्कन गर्ने नयाँ तरिकाको खोजीमा यो साल यो अनलाइन हुँदैछ। तर उक्त प्रणालीलाई समायोजन गर्न वा पूर्ण रूपमा हटाउन धेरैले आवाज उठाइरहेका छन्। यस विषयमा सुनौ यो विस्तृत रिपोर्ट।
तपाईको समुदाय, तपाईको कुराकानी, एसपीएस नेपाली।
NAPLAN अर्थात् नेसनल असेसमेन्ट प्रोग्राम लिटरेसी एन्ड न्युमेरेसी। विद्यार्थीहरूको पढाइ र अङ्क सम्बन्धी सिपको मूल्याङ्कन गर्ने यो परीक्षा यसपालि मे 10 तारिकदेखि अनलाइन मार्फत सुरु भएको छ। यसमा कक्षा 3, 5, 7 र 9 विद्यार्थीहरूको सहभागिता हुन्छ। पल मार्टिन न्यू साउथ वेल्स एजुकेसन स्ट्यान्डर्ड्स अथोरिटीका प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत हुन्। यस परीक्षाले अभिभावक र शिक्षकहरूलाई विद्यार्थीहरूको बारेमा विस्तृत जानकारी दिने उनी बताउँछन्।
What NAPLAN does is allows teachers, schools and parents to get a sense of where children and young people are up to in relation to their learning in reading, the conventions of language, writing and numeracy. So what it does is as a teacher can see where the whole cohort of students is going, what they may or may not need to concentrate on. Parents see where their children are in relation to state averages, and everybody gets a much more deep understanding of where students, how students are going.
तर कतिले भने यस परीक्षाको निन्दा पनि गर्ने गरेका छन्। पूर्व साउथ अस्ट्रेलियाली अङ्ग्रेजी शिक्षिका ज्याकी सर्जेन्ट भन्छिन् कि यसले अनुकूल शिक्षाको खर्च बेहोर्न सक्ने विद्यार्थीहरूलाई मात्र झल्काउँछ। उनी भन्छिन् कि विशेष गरी तल्लो सामाजिक आर्थिक पृष्ठभूमिका विद्यार्थीहरूले सम्पन्न विद्यालयहरूको तुलनामा राम्रो गर्न सक्दैनन्।
From especially low socioeconomic backgrounds compared against very well-off schools. And naturally, the low socioeconomic kids are going to be much worse. Plus, you've got kids who are from non-English speaking backgrounds or Aboriginal kids. They just, you know, you can't compare them.
आउँदो वर्षदेखि न्यापल्यान परीक्षालाई मे महिनाको साटो मार्च महिनामा गरिने बताइएको छ। यसरी शिक्षक र विद्यालयहरूले शैक्षिक वर्षको सुरुमै नतिजा पाउन सक्छन्। त्यस्तै अबदेखि न्यापल्यान टेस्टिङ स्थायी रूपमा अनलाइन मार्फत हुनेछ र यसका विभिन्न फाइदाहरू रहेको मार्टिन बताउँछन्।
NAPLAN online is of great benefit to students because, of course, they're used to doing much of their work online these days. It allows us to have the work much more quickly, it allows quicker marking, and of course it gives us the opportunity to have more interesting test items.
तर यस विषयमा क्वीन्सल्यान्ड शिक्षक संघकी अध्यक्ष क्रिस्टा रिचर्डसनको भने फरक विचार छ।
Moving NAPLAN online, changing dates, those things don't fundamentally change the essential failure of NAPLAN and its value to education. We know it robs teachers of time to teach, it wastes student time, and it actually doesn't really help in any key indicators to improve education on a daily basis for students in our schools.
प्राध्यापक जिम टोग्नोलिनी युनिभर्सिटी अफ सिडनीको शैक्षिक मापन र मूल्याङ्कन केन्द्रका निर्देशक हुन्। न्यापल्यान परीक्षाको मूल योजना बनाउनमा उनी संलग्न थिए। उनी भन्छन् कि पहिला जुन उद्देश्यका साथ यो सुरु गरिएको थियो अहिले त्यसमा परिवर्तन आएको छ, जसकारण दुवै पढ्ने र पढाउनेमाथि प्रभाव परेको छ।
And it's an inappropriate use. It wasn't designed by the media for the media to rank order schools. That was never one of its purposes. But it's there.
अहिले केही विद्यालयहरूले विद्यार्थीहरूलाई न्यापल्यान परीक्षामा कसरी राम्रो गर्ने भनेर पढाउन थालेको र त्यसले देशभर यस परीक्षाको सन्दर्भमा दबाब बढाएको उनले बताए।
It put significant pressure on students to perform. The parents worry about it because this is the test. But it was never designed as the test. It was designed as one more piece of information, which taken at a particular time says how the student is at a particular instant. But it's not say how they're going. It's only 32 items across 2 years of work. It's not going to have a lot of information in there.
तर उता न्यू साउथ वेल्स एजुकेसन अथोरिटीका मार्टिन भन्छन् कि यस परीक्षाले विद्यार्थीहरूलाई अनावश्यक तनाव पुर्याउनु हुँदैन।
it really shouldn't be an issue for children or the young people to feel that they're not doing well enough or to feel any pressure. This is really about making sure that our education system looks after them.
यता पूर्व शिक्षिका सर्जेन्ट भन्छन् कि यस प्रणालीले विद्यार्थीहरूको सिप सुधार्न मद्दत गरिरहेको छैन.
I don't think it is improving the standard of literacy and numeracy in the country. The results are showing that the standard is consistently going down. So it doesn't, if it was there to help help improve literacy and numeracy, it's not working.
विद्यार्थीहरूको सिप मूल्याङ्कन गर्ने अन्य राम्रा तरिकाहरू पनि रहेको क्विन्सल्यान्ड शिक्षक संघकी रिचर्डसन बताउँछिन्.
The changes that could be made might be things like sample testing or even a test that's not designed by big business, that's actually designed by teachers for teachers to support the use in classrooms is what could occur. And our teachers are actually experts at assessing kids anyway. So, you know, using what is currently there and figuring out how that can be used at a systems level is really important.
यस वर्षको न्यापल्यान्ड परीक्षा मे 20 तारिखमा समाप्त हुनेछ. एसबीएस न्यूजका लागि ब्रुक यङद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट एसबीएस नेपालीको लागि प्रस्तुत गर्दै दिनिता.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.